I barely remember the paper mills as a going concern because I was, what, 14 perhaps when it closed down, and it was in a different part of town. And back in the days when your dad didn't have a car, if you couldn't walk there, you didn't go there, sort of thing. But as you get older and you start exploring and you get to understand your area and where you're at, it's a really big site, and it's right on the edge of some really good walking. So if you want to go round the docks or you want to go up to the Abbey, odds on are that you will touch on the paper mill site at some point. And growing up, I remember it as somewhere where there was car reclamation and pine stripping, where they would dip doors in great big vats of something and they'd come out so you could repaint them and all this sort of thing. Lots of little businesses, sort of hanging on by the fingernails, but doing all right. But when I went with the group the other week, there was only one business left, and it was a car reclamation place. And an awful lot of the buildings have been knocked down now. The graffiti artists have gone wild. There's some amazing cartoons painted on there. But it's Tumbleweed Alley now, and you've got this great big open vista across to the docks, and the wind cuts right through you. But the wildflowers are growing. Swings and roundabouts every time you go. But there's still a feel that people were there. It's got an atmosphere. And it's a sad atmosphere because it's gone. But on the other hand, you hear that somebody's bought the site and they're going to redevelop it. So it could be a huge asset to the town again. We're just at that point of flux where we don't know what's actually going to happen. And we had quite a good time poking around and exploring and trying to work out where some of the photographs had been taken. And it was a cold, chilly day and it was trying to rain, and it decided it wasn't going to. And just as we were about to leave, the sun came out and all the buildings are built of local red brick, and it glowed. It was just that time in the afternoon. It picked all the colours out. And all the wildflowers were starting and the grass is starting to grow. So you had this really bright, bright green against the glowing reds. And Jill Jepson was with us. She's a local historian and she works at Furness Abbey. And she said, oh my God, it looks just like the Abbey. All of a sudden, I'm seeing the ghosts of the monks, because there's arched windows. And there's just for a fleeting second, we could all see exactly what she meant. And yeah, it was an experience I don't think I'm ever going to forget. It was a good day.